Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And now, coming to you live from atop the Goldenrod City Radio Tower, it's the one, the only, Puckle TCG Cast!
Hello, hello, Puckleonians, and welcome to episode 79 of the Puckle TCG Cast. I am your host, Lord Toshiro, and I am back here, guys. Sorry for the skip, sorry for the wait from the last episode. I'm glad to be back, super excited to be back, honestly, to jump back into TCG, because many changes are coming, and right now, I need the TCG, and many of us do. We're going to talk about what's going on in the meta, what is the decks that are not right now the prime ones, and of course how the current status of the world affects the TCG and all the events planned for us. Now with that, let's go ahead and introduce our co-host here. It is, let's say, some say that both of them are after the coronavirus, and now the coronavirus is in isolation. It's R Sigma and Sublime Manic.
Corona, he didn't.
How have you guys been around?
I believe Sublime is scary enough to get the virus away.
Oh, no, for sure.
I'm feeling in good health, so I want it to stay that way. That's all I know.
Exactly.
Like, I don't think I have it. Let's keep it that way.
Exactly. We can do this, guys. We can do this. But joking aside, of course, I hope you guys are safe. I have been safe and kept safe throughout this whole thing. One thing I did wanted to say before we jump into the conversation to our listeners here is please be safe. I hope that all of you that are listening please following the procedures, staying at home.
If your local shop ain't closed, you better not be going. That's all I know.
Exactly. Social.
If you're in a state that doesn't, like, take care of itself responsibly, that don't mean you should be endangering yourself. Do not be going to your card shop. Don't even try. Don't even think about it. When you're doing your essential groceries, that does not mean going to the card shop aisle, okay? Okay. Just so we're clear.
Okay. Yes, exactly what Sublime says. It basically, keep safe, guys. And for those of you who are, maybe some of you listening are affected, please hope that you get better. Hope that, that you are able to pass this crisis with no lasting effects on you and your loved ones. So with that sadness out of the way, let's go ahead and first catch up with you guys. Sublime, what have you been up to?
I've been in my house. That's what I've been up to. I've been in my house for over 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks at this point.
Yeah.
So. Oh, we've got at least 4 more to go. Definitely more than that. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's gonna be a long time, guys. So.
But you know what? It's all good because I already played TCG online exclusively, and I bought all my codes
exactly.
on Amazon. And a lot of the time, they just send you a screenshot. No contact.
Exactly. And you are Sigma. How have you been up to? What have you been up to? I know you've been kept busy.
Yeah, actually, I've been helping Thatch getting T TCG content ready for our YouTube channel. So
yeah, super excited for that. We have now a Puckle account, which are going to be kept up to date. So when I used to do the streaming, I would come from my wallet. So it's good to have a place now that we can all just stream from the same account and have Puckle maintain it. So that's a big upgrade, guys. And that's we're only able to make that happen thanks to you guys listening at home and your dedication to Puckle. So thank you with that.
Oh, I was going to say, we have like 3 pretty Zacians, so we're pretty happy.
Oh, yeah, no. So you got Zacians, you have the Danes?
We're still looking to trade for one, but we have the pack, so.
Okay, so well, I can help out. yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so with that, let's go ahead and move on to Topical Beach immediately. And just discuss some of the news that are going on, and obviously how the COVID-19 virus has affected not just our personal life, but obviously our entertainment. And among those is the Pokemon event. So we're going to start with this big confirmation and bombshell, which is that the Worlds and the 2020 season has been canceled. And then the points will be rolling over to next year. Now, Pokemon has announced this letter. So I wanted to actually take the time to read this letter here. So you guys know where they come from. So I'm not going to read the whole thing, of course, but at least so you can get basically what the gist is. This comes from the 2020 Pokemon Championship Series. The safety and well-being of our competitors, organizers, employees, local communities, and partners continues to be our top priority and is a primary consideration with every decision we make. After careful review and pursuant to guidance set forth by local, regional, and national health authorities, as well as the World Health Organization, the WHO, Public Health England, and the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, we have made the difficult decision to cancel the 2020 North America International Championships scheduled for June 26th to 28th, Columbus, Ohio, or better known as we call it, the PuckleCon, and the 2020 World Championships, which was scheduled for August 14 to the 16th in London. Now, this is big news, guys. Of course, this is happening across the board, not just Pokemon. This is everywhere and everything, as it should be, as this is what required us for us to get through this difficult time. But I wanted to touch with you guys to discuss not whether or not this is the right new way. Obviously, it is. But
yeah, no, it's correct.
Exactly. Yeah, there's no discussing what's going on. This is a major crisis we're going through. But how going forward? Like Sublime has mentioned in his intro that this seems to be going for a long time. How are we going to move the Pokemon TCG from where it is a social event to a more non-social event just to maintain its existence?
You play on PTCGO. That's what you do.
Right.
I mean, that's the answer.
That's the logical way.
Yeah. Join a Discord that's about the TCG. Join our Discord. We have a TCG channel. And you can get that same experience, just not in person.
Right. Yeah. But, oh, go ahead. So that's a Sigma.
I was going to say, yeah, TCGO would be nice to go to. I wish the client was better, though. To be able to like hold larger scale events on it.
But that's exactly, and that was exactly what I was going with my question.
I would like to see it advance. I would hope that something like this would advance like their development into, say, a new program or client.
Yeah, I've seen much smaller card games have much more impressive clients.
Right. Mm-hmm. Because right now we've seen PTCGO as this side thing where they even exclusively remind you, don't waste money on this show, you know. You use PTCGO as an extension of the actual game. The real game is the physical cards. When you go to tournaments and official, that's where you get the actual points. The PTCGO has always been something on the side. much like suddenly working from home wasn't the norm, and now suddenly it's very much the norm because of the times we're living.
You know what? That's a good point. Maybe more people will realize, oh, we could have been working from home all along.
Exactly.
Maybe the Pokemon Company will be like, oh, y'all could have been playing online all along if we just put more effort into it.
And now they actually put effort in. I don't know if they can fix PTCG as much as it is.
I mean, there's always room for improvement.
Right. Or they would just begin with a new, like, this is coming for 2021. They build something real quick, as fast as they can, and say, guys, because this is the new reality we're living now. This is the PTCGO, new PTCG, where you can play social and digitally counts just as good as non-digital, physical.
Like, TCGO is such a weird anomaly case. When you look at something like MTG Arena.
Mm-hmm.
And where they get a bunch of profit from them by selling people packs. It's like, here's a pack of...
Yeah, like so many, most
you
card games...
You can't put money into TCGO anymore. Yeah. They took that away.
Yep.
So it's so weird that they have this product that you can't actually put money in. All of the money comes from the card game, I guess, already.
It's kind of like an unofficial.
Sales. Except it is official. And I would hope that, like, if we can get a new client, maybe it'll be available on Switch too. Like,
right.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Maybe. We'll see.
I mean, I would encourage it if you... Well, I was going to say that Switch would be harder to hack than PC, but no. I forgot.
I mean, if it's all server-based, it would be harder to hack.
Right, right.
So, there is that. But,
so for all of you guys participating and all of you guys who are looking forward to this year's season... I feel you guys. I say sorry, not because like, I had anything to do. It's like, sorry, guys. Yeah, it was me. I ate the bath. No, but, sorry for... Because this was... These events are important for many people. Many people, these were the opportunities to go with their parent, with their close family members and just experience Pokemon. And it's always...
For some people, it's their big social event,
right,
you know?
We've gone every year. We know how much of a great experience these mini conferences are, which that's why they feel when you're not competing. They're just mini Pokemon conferences. So it's sad, but it is necessary. And hopefully times are changing. And by the next season, we have maybe we are able to open, knock on wood, all doors again, and everyone, these social events can happen once again. But if not, we can have a plan B where we no longer need to cancel because everyone needs to stay home. We have computers, we have internet. This isn't the Middle Ages.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, moving on to the next one, and that's something that's changed the subject or something happening. Let's talk about what is coming new, and that is Rebel Clash. Rebel Clash is around the corner, and I am very much excited. We got the four promo cards that they're going to be revealed. So, Sigma, do you have more information on this? And I would like to go through the cards, too.
Yeah. So part of the cancellation of everything was included the pre-releases. However, starting April 18th, places that would have usually have pre-releases will have the pre-release packs for sale instead. And so we have the promos now revealed to us. We have Flapple, which is actually an interesting Pokemon.
Oh, and more ways than one.
Yes, but we'll just talk about why it's interesting. It's because it has the ability Apple Drop. Once during your turn, you may put 2 damage counters on one of your opponent's Pokemon. If you placed any damage counters in this way, shuffle this Pokemon and all attached cards into your deck. So, repeatable damage, but it takes a turn. Thank goodness Forest of Giant Plants is gone and expanded.
Oh god, imagine.
That just sounds awful.
But Limitless... I'm sure you can find something more degenerate to do there, but...
Yeah.
Right.
Let's see. We got Luxray. Its big draw is the turn it evolves, it does 160 damage for 1 energy, and after that it can do 120 damage for 2 energy. Cool. I don't...
Yeah.
It's not good.
It's a theme deck. it's a theme deck card, as they
would say.
I guess
it's kind of interesting because we still have that like item lock Luxio.
Right, I do remember, yeah.
And Memory Energy, I think, is still around. So,
yeah.
But not exciting. Moving on. We have Colossal, another Pokemon interesting because of its ability, despite being a Stage 2. It has the Tar Generator ability, which allows you to attach a Fire Energy a fighting energy, or one of each fire and fighting energy from your discard pile to your Pokemon in any way you'd like.
Very awesome.
Very strong ability. That's what's exciting about Glossal. We can move on. Its attack is...
yeah.
It's a thing. Lastly, we have Garbodor. It's a dark Pokemon now, and it has the ability Poisonous Puddle. Once during your turn, if a stadium is in play, you can have your opponent's active Pokemon be poisoned. If you're running a poison strategy, this is the Pokemon you're probably running to apply that poison.
Interesting set of cards. I really do like for both Flapple and Colossal.
I don't think anything's quite on the same tier as like Cinchino was last set, but
right.
There's a couple good ones in there.
If you would need to go grab one, I would suggest at least.
Sadly,
I would
it's
be
random, but I would be hoping for like a Flapple or Garbodor.
Yes, I was gonna say that those would be well Garbodor, right? Why Garbodor?
There's, I believe, some poison support in this set coming out, and we also know that I guess an Eternatus set is coming to Japan soon, so that'll probably have some poison stuff to it too. So
okay,
that's why.
Ooh, fair enough. Any last comments, Sublime?
Yeah. Don't go to a pre-release. There is no pre-release.
There are no pre-releases. It's fine.
Yeah. So there you have it, guys. So two promos that are coming in. I'm pretty excited for the new set particularly, but I want to try out that Flapple. It is the one that I really need to buy, to build a grass deck. I haven't built a grass deck in so long that I feel like I want to...
Build a Rillaboom deck once that set comes out.
That's what I'm hearing, yeah. Yeah, that's gonna be a good one. Okay, so let's go ahead and move on to the next six. Finally, let's just talk about what is going on the meta and the results of the last couple of tournaments. And we're gonna discuss the decks that are really exploding or not exploding. The last we see the decks that are working out in the tournament. So let's go ahead and just start out with the regional Perth. This was on March 14, one of the last few tournaments, from Ultra Prism to Sword and Shield. And honestly, this is where we saw a huge, huge introduction of a big one. And that's Sashin ADP.
It was around at the International, but like it wasn't as populous as this in the top 8.
Right. And let's just go ahead and just jump in and discuss this rise of Sashin. I have no idea how to pronounce this. When we started discussing this, having our pre-episode chat, I could not understand what deck or Sigma was talking about, and it was just because I couldn't understand his probably very correct pronunciation of Sashin, which is now how I'm trying to imitate it. Anyway, Sashin is there, and boy, is this a powerful card. We discussed this in our review, and it is very, very powerful. Being a basic with 220 HP, there's nothing to scoff at, but Intrepid Sword alone, once on your turn, you may look at the top 3 cards on your deck and attach any numbers of metal energy you find to this Pokemon. And then you put the rest of what you just draw into your hand. It does end your turn, but no matter. Next turn, you have Brave Blade to attack just with 3 metal. 230, it is a typical use of this turn. Next turn, you can't attack, but it does 230 damage. Incredibly powerful card, incredibly easy to set up. And it's just accompanied by so many good things, and that's what we're going to talk about right now, that Sashin ADP.
So I call it A to Z, that's what I call it, because you've got Arceus, Yelga, and Palkia, right, as the tag team, and then Sashin, so it's like, oh, this deck goes from A to Z, you see? Because yeah. That's what you want to be doing, you want to get that Altered Creation, and then you just go in ham.
Yep.
Altered Creation is a GX attack. Those are being phased out. I was like, what's the word? I forget, because we're almost done with it.
exactly.
But it's still around for now.
Remnants.
You can only use one per game, right? And what's so great about this tag team is it's a really cheap attack. It's just one metal energy. And then if you have an extra water energy, you get bonus effects. But like, it's very cheap to like get a lot of good stuff going on.
You kind of always want it with the water energy. Because exactly. The water energy really adds to that effect.
But what's so nice is that it's just one in one, right? Yeah. Like, you just keep, yeah, there's so many, like, GX attacks that, like, kind of are a bit more costly, and this one is like, you can get this going real quick.
Yeah, it's like, oh, right. You want 30 damage? You can have it. Mm-hmm. Oh, you want
Yeah, you do 30 prize? More damage. Oh, and you want the prize is what makes it so, like,
yeah. Ridiculous.
Yeah, it's like, you're going up that direction anyway, so, mm-hmm. you know, might as well grab
just
it.
Slap this on it.
While you're powering up.
Yeah, but I think part of what's made Zacian more popular now than maybe before in previous tournaments is I think people are getting more appreciation for how explosive it is going first.
Yeah.
Now that you can't use supporters turn one, you can use Intrepid Sword turn one.
Yes, and that is so one of the biggest key there. Yeah, absolutely.
Right, and then you combine that with Metal Saucer, which is like basically Metal Patch. It's mm-hmm. call it Metal
which,
Patch.
By the way, why didn't they just call it Metal Patch?
I wish they had. Yeah, but you have Metal Patch on top of that, and then, of course, I'm so glad that we have Professor Oak back in Professor's Research.
Mm-hmm.
That's my favorite draw support, like, that's ever been made, right? Mm-hmm. But you combine that with the Metal Saucer, with the Intrepid Sword, and, like, it's an extremely explosive deck that can hit for knockouts, and take multiple extra prizes, like, mm-hmm. good combination, and it's good at going first, which is a lot harder to do now.
Right. Then it definitely helps in this deck by adding that extra draw support, including turn one when you can't really draw cards, dupe that new supporter, no support on turn one rule. Yeah. So it's another great addition to that card that really, really makes a difference. Other than that, any other additions for Sashen?
Another big thing, I guess, is that mm-hmm. it's probably a deck that's not going to get worse as time goes on. Mm-hmm. Like, we're not printing fairy cards anymore, so there's no more Pokemon that are going to be super effective to ADP.
Right. Oh, right.
So that's going to be a little awkward going forward. So it's good now, and it will probably stay good, because right. nothing is going to be able to be printed to smack it down.
Right. Wow. That's going to be just, interesting.
The amount of metal support is, like, uncomfortably good right now.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's been a slow grind up to this, though. It's like we feel like Metal's time to shine has been a slow progression to now.
I'm trying to remember the last good metal deck.
There was Duskmane for like 2 minutes and then it went away.
Yeah, I remember.
I enjoyed Duskmane for the 2 minutes it was there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they were trying to do, make, I forgot this Pokemon's name. The
Lucario Melmetal.
Thank you. There we go. Lucario Melmetal. That was the GX.
I always hated
it. Never took off.
No, it never.
You'd see
I guess it didn't have once, a good enough partner.
Yeah, you'd see it show up once in a while, but it was never really a great deck.
I think it usually showed up in stall decks that didn't even use like metal strategies as part it's of like, that too.
I just want to take 30 less damage and have
a it was for milling strategies.
Yeah.
Ah, milling. We're going to get there one day. And there's definitely cards to get
there. There are some control decks around right now. But right. They're good, but they take a lot of skill to play.
Right. Moving on to the next deck that is suddenly all ablaze. Coming directly from Regional Perk, we saw the Mewtwo and Mew deck. Now, this version from the original Perth is a version that also uses ADP, which is Darga and Palkia, but it combines it with Solgaleo GX and a bunch of other GX Pokemon. It's basically
infinite GXs.
Yeah, it's just an infinite amount of things to talk about there.
Like, I don't even know what half of these GXs do.
Me either. And that gets at the point. The point is that whatever...
It's a toolbox.
Exactly. Whatever you need, Mewtwo is there to provide.
Now, yeah, that's the strength of Mewtwo Mew. It's a toolbox deck.
Right. Now, since Mewtwo... We discussed Mewtwo in the past in this show. So we know it's a known quantity. It's a great deck. However, it's only been improved upon with additions such as Aurora Energy, allowing it to add more energies that could be anything needed. So you can play four Aurora Energies with four Rainbow Energies, and you have already in all the different elements that you need to pull off whatever you need Mewtwo to pull off. It's such a consistent deck. It's ridiculous.
And versatile. That's what I love about Mew 3 is how versatile. Like, you can throw any kind of attacker you want in it as long as it works with Mew 2 and Mew.
Yep.
Yeah, like, this deck isn't the one that uses it, but I've seen other Mewtwo Mew decks use Welder and, say, Charizard GX from Shining Legends. It's not a very good card, but it has a very... That's a very strong attack, and when you don't
but you have can to if you want,
it, yeah, you don't have to evolve it. It's a lot better, and so Mewtwo and Mew.
Yeah, it's there and it's incredibly powerful.
Nothing... However, it's a card that's probably not going to get too much better over time. Like it's
yeah,
because they're not printing right GXs now, anymore. Yeah, it's peaked.
Yeah, so it's at peak. Well, I mean, I thought that it couldn't get better, and then they released Aurora Energy, so you never know what support
like
a deck could
there
get.
There are small additions
Pokemon
that can help this deck still, like Quick Ball. Quick Ball's great.
Oh, yeah.
Quick Ball. I think Quick Ball's probably a four of in almost every deck at this point.
Yeah, it has to be. That's, guys, that's discard one card from your hand, search your deck for any basic Pokemon.
Yep.
It's a pretty, pretty crazy powerful search engine right there. And with the we thought that with the inclusion of GX Pokemon, evolution was going to be a thing, but we are back to that basic walls with the V1s, the V and attack teams that we have. These basic Pokemon are so powerful that we need search engines to be able to search for those Pokemon is not really high in the cards of things that we needed, but here it is.
Yeah, well. I mean, the worst part is I think it's just better than Nest Ball was, too. Yeah. Back when it was just like, yeah, throw it on your bench.
Right. Having it in your hand just able to...
That means you get the Den Ace. Easy. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And the discard synergizes with so many decks.
Yeah.
So it's like getting two good effects instead of just one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why it's kind of crazy.
Like, if you think about it, like, the two most successful decks for the last 3 months for points were Mewtwo and A to Z, and they both benefit from the discard and Quick Ball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you can get your energy in there to then use the metal patch, as I'm going to call it.
Yeah.
And you can get a GX attacker in the discard that you're discarding while you get another Pokemon you need as well.
Yeah, the difference is ADP got a much better attacker, and Mewtwo Mew didn't get a new attacker.
That's true.
It just got more support in the form of, like, items and energy. So, but they're both very strong decks, and I expect to see them as long as they're legal and standard.
Hey guys, Seth Philo cutting in to tell you about something awesome that I've been absolutely loving, Vite Ramen. If you guys know me, you know I have a borderline noodle addiction, and part of that love has always been a guilty pleasure for ramen. Well, Vite Ramen is ramen, but get this, it's actually good for you. You heard me right. The guys at Vite Ramen have spent years making ramen that's nutritionally complete, and I absolutely adore it. Each bowl has 30 grams of protein, which is more than your average protein shake, 7 grams of fiber, all 27 key vitamins and minerals that you need, and most importantly, tons of awesome flavor. Oh yeah, and did I mention it still only takes 4 minutes to prepare? It's basically still instant ramen. You can head over to viteramen.com and pick up soy sauce chicken, garlic pork, and my favorite, vegan miso flavors, as well as handy utensils and other such stuff. And here is the coolest part. At checkout, enter code PUCKLE, and you'll get 10% off your entire order. That's P-U-C-L, all caps, for a whopping 10% off. Anyway, I gotta get back to raiding, and you've got a show to finish. Catch you guys on the flip-flop.
Moving on to the next deck on our list is the incredibly enough, still relevant non-GX Blacephalon deck. Baby Blacephalon, like I like to call it. And in the last tournament that we saw, which was the SPE in Santiago.
Special event.
The special event. We saw basically all Sashen, and if not Sashen, it was Blacephalon.
Yeah, the top 8 was half Zacian, half Blacephalon.
Yep.
Ooh. Why is this deck still relevant?
Because its damage cap is super high. Like, if we're going to be serious, that's what it is.
Right.
It can set up on turn 2 when it goes second, or turn 1 when it goes second with a welder, and it can grab enough fire energy to just one-shot anything in the format if it gets...
It doesn't hurt that the other most popular deck right now is weak to fire.
Yeah. Like, you can one-shot a... ADP if you're lucky enough. Like,
wow.
If you can get 6 energy, you one-shot ADP in your hand. You'd have to get 9 energy in your deck of 14 fire energy, but cards like Fire Crystal and Fiery Flint let that be possible.
Right. So. Yeah, allows you to grab Fire Flint, allows you to grab three energies from your discard pile. So as soon as you're discarding them for Blitzathlon, you're recuperating them back almost as soon as the next turn if you have the items available.
Mm-hmm. Another little cool toy it got is Cramorant V now.
Right.
Which, for three colorless energy, which is three fire energy in this deck, it gets to snipe something for 160 damage on the bench, which is probably a Dedenne. So it's just like taking.
Yeah, that's a Dedenne kill.
You have to discard all the energy on Cramorant, but, you know.
Dedenne, that's not a big deal for an Upless Echelon deck, though, or a fire deck in general.
Yeah, because you have Fire Crystal to get those three energy back. Like, who cares?
I would love if the goal. Have you seen the alternate version cards of this?
Of what?
Of Cramorant V. Have you seen the alt? If there's any alt.
Well,
alt art.
No, not yet. Sure we'll get it sometime this year.
Would love to have one, but instead of a Pikachu on its mouth like it does in the video game, have it with the Dedenne in its mouth.
So that'd be great.
I would enjoy that.
Because that's literally, this was made just for Dedenne. That amount of damage to your bench makes you want to think Dedenne twice before you play it.
Yes, that. Like, it just feels good to snipe the Dedenne. It's a very strong deck, and it has a very high damage cap, but it kind of falls apart when it's going up against decks that are, like, single prize.
Right.
Because it runs out of resources eventually. But
Overall, Cramorant, good addition to Blitzathlon. Blitzathlon being relevant in an age where we have giant team, attack teams, and giant VMAXes. So,
It helps that it's a one-prize Pokemon.
Yeah,
it does.
Because
it can one-shot and it's one prize. Like, that's good math.
Yep. And fire support is still
great. Yeah.
Once fire,
it's like, oh, they decided to make metal the new thing. I'm like, oh, what's metal weak to? Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's like, you can make metal good because fire's still good. Right. Though, you lose Fiery Flint, and that's going to be a sad day. The next rotation.
Oh, we dread that time. Oh, man. Having the rotation arrive with no championship, with no season to be... like,
wouldn't it be nice if they delayed it a year? I think that'd be fun.
I don't know. There are some cards I kind of want to see go away.
Yeah.
Namely Jirachi Skateboard. Jirachi Skateboard doesn't need to stay for any longer. That can go away.
I sense some negative feelings here, Sigma. That
I enjoy it. I don't think it should have been allowed to be around as long as.
But the good news is, as soon as that happens, is Jirachi's going to plummet in price.
I mean, it doesn't matter. We have
at that point. You're right. That's just funny. It's like, oh, that expensive card that is worthless is worth less.
Exactly.
I mean, they might give it something else new, but I. Yeah, there are cards that need to rotate. They stupid board.
And well, coming to, I guess, is the what we can end the episode on is going forward. Now we know the season is going away. Now we used to kept up with the meta, and the meta, well, not just kept up with the meta. Meta consists of tournaments, official tournaments, and special tournaments, championships going on. We no longer have that for the remainder of the year. How is the Pokemon TCG community going to adapt to that? Or how are we going to know what's the new decks that are being played around? Are we going to depend on PTCGO, even though it's technically not correct to use that as a good method? How is the whole meta just gonna keep up, catch up?
It's just gonna probably be slow for, like, there probably just won't be changes to the meta at the same speed for a while.
Yeah, it's gonna be really interesting because we're going to, like, we have a lot of sites that have writers, right? But mm-hmm. when there aren't events, how is that going to work well for them?
You need results to assess. Need
results to analyze. Right. You need events to
and
see,
like, if
what
someone invents the world's greatest deck on TCGO, no one's gonna know.
Yep.
Yeah. We have seen, like, Limitless, which is a great site for looking at deck reports. They're holding their own little online tournament, so there are things like that popping up. It'll be interesting to see how well they're received by the community. Right. Like, I'm not sure enough people will be interested in that compared to, say, their local events, that it'll be worth people writing as much as they do right now. So we'll see. But it'll be an interesting time.
Definitely. So before we move on to the last part of the episode, anything that you guys wanted to mention about, obviously, the meta and the decks that we see now and where we might be headed to, and also the cancellation and everything that's going on. Any last words on that?
Justice for fairy types. That's all.
I mean, dragon, at least fairy types were announced dead.
Right, at least they had an announcement.
Dragons, we still don't know if they're alive yet. We just assume they're dead.
Well, this episode is running a little bit short, so with that, I thought that it would be a nice time in these troubled times to bring back an oldie but goodie that is still around.
Are you going to play 15 questions? Are you going to play 15 questions?
Yes.
Yes.
Yay! Oh.
Let's get the notepad out. It's been a while.
I've already got it.
So let's go ahead and just do one for the good old times and play Pokemon 15 questions. Okay, so with that, now I have a Pokemon for you guys to guess. It's been a long time since I've done this, so please bear with me here. You guys know the rules. Lower your screens, no browsers, no Pokedexes, no video games. Your question must be in-game questions, so no questions like, is this from Pokemon Red version? And, of course, all Pokemons are included. So, with that, ladies and gentlemen, the return for this one episode, we're going to play Pokemon 15 Questions. I'm going to start with the orders, starting with Sublime and then Sigma, going back to Sublime. Sublime, who's that Pokemon?
All right. Is this Pokemon part of an evolution line?
It is.
Can I hatch this Pokemon from an egg?
You can.
Ooh. Ooh.
Basic.
Yes, a basic Pokemon that evolves.
Mm-hmm.
Is this Pokemon monotype?
It is.
Oh, wow. Three S's in a row.
Yeah, three S's. You guys are bringing... In this hiatus, you guys are only gotten stronger.
Does this Pokemon share its type with Eevee or any of its evolutions?
No.
Okay, so that cuts out...
That's
what?
A legit,
essentially,
nice
it's a
question.
Physical
type. Yeah, all right. Is this Pokemon's type... weak to ground?
No.
Okay, so rock is gone?
No rock, no steel, no poison.
Okay, that's three gone.
Yeah, I was like, what could get as much physical types as possible at once?
Question number five. You're already gone real deep there.
We have flying, ghost, ground, dragon still?
Yes.
Flying, ghost. Is this Pokemon dragon weak to ice type attacks?
It is.
It is. Okay. So it could
be ground, flying, dragon, or still
ghost, or not ghost.
No ghost.
Flying,
ghost
ground, or dragon.
I think that's it.
Yeah. And it's monotype, so can't be flying, right?
It could be a rookity. Stupid rookity.
Stupid rookity.
Stupid rookity.
I feel like it's more likely,
I mean, yes, you're right. It's more likely to be either of the other two.
Yes.
Otherwise, it is rookity.
Right? And I feel dumb asking, is it a flying type? And then it's just the one possibility, you know?
Yeah. It's, so I guess we can take flying type out of the equation. It's rookity. It's rookity, or it's the other type.
It's either rookity or it's a different type. That's fun. Oh, God. Is this Pokemon a dragon type?
No.
Okay. So, ground or rookity?
Yeah.
Would this Pokemon like to be... Does this Pokemon like getting hit by electric attacks because it can't be hit by electric attacks?
What?
Is it
is
a ground
Pokemon
type is what he
electric
said.
Attacks?
It is, yes.
Okay, so it's a ground type. Monoground that evolves.
There aren't that many of those.
Let's see. You have
hippo.
hippo. You have sand? The sandy conda baby
or silicobra.
Yeah, that's the name.
I forget.
Sand shrew.
Yes.
You got the sand shrew. You got.
Do we know that its evolutions are monotype?
That would be a good question. Although I'm trying to think, are there any ground types that gain a type?
I don't know. There's Mudbray. Good old Mudbray.
Mudbray is mono ground. Yeah.
This is question number 10, I believe.
Is it? Okay.
No, number 9. You're number 9. Somebody, yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense because I was an odd number.
Right.
All right. Well, does this Pokemon... Okay, we confirmed that it doesn't gain a type. Oh, I don't think there are any ground types.
But we can't think of any.
I can't think of any. So I'm like,
I can think of Pokemon that gain ground type is.
Yeah, I can think of gaining ground, but I can't think of anything that starts just ground and then gains something else.
Right.
Which is interesting. That's an interesting observation we've just made.
I'm sure there's one somewhere, but yeah. I can't think of any.
I need a question.
Yes, I have one for you. Does this Pokemon have an Alolan or Galarian form?
Nope.
So not Sandshrew.
Bye, Sandshrew.
Sorry about Sandshrew.
He's gone. Does this Pokemon have legs?
Yes.
Okay, so it's not
Silicobra. So it's not Silicobra.
Now we're headed to question number 11. Five to go.
Does this Pokemon have the ability to create a sandstorm with its ability? Does this Pokemon have the ability to get the sand straight? Yeah, is it a hippo?
No.
Because we got rid of the...
I mean, I can't answer the hippo thing. Because that would be...
No, but that's what would be a yes.
Right.
Because it has Sandstream.
Exactly.
If it had Sandstream, it would be a hippo.
Okay, so no.
So, I think all we can think of at this point is Mudbray. Are we forgetting something?
Probably.
Question number 13 now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess we can ask if it's... Does this Pokemon have the ability Stamina?
No.
Uh-oh.
We're now 14. Two questions.
Oh, no.
Now we have to think of another
question. Oh, no. Suddenly we ran out of all of our ideas.
Suddenly things got tightened.
Yes. What is this thing?
What is this Pokemon? Reviewing its basic.
Oh. Diglets are monoground.
Oh, that's true. But it has an Alolan form.
Oh, and you know what? The other thing I thought of also has an Alolan form, because Cubone would have been, but it also has an Alolan form. You know what? Maybe there's a Pokemon that gets a secondary type that starts monoground that we didn't think of. So that's I'm going to ask, does this Pokemon gain an additional typing in its evolution?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
That's possibly helpful.
Your last questions, guys. Question number 15.
Aren't we on 14 if it's Sigma's turn?
Did we
just use our 15th question?
No, you use your number 14 question. Your number 15 question is the one coming up. So this is the one you have to decide what Pokemon it is.
Oh, yeah, because I asked if it had Stamina.
Okay.
But then I asked.
You just ask whether or not.
So did we just ask 15 questions?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So it's my turn, but we need to.
I
don't think
Trapinch.
Yes.
Trapinch doesn't start as a dragon.
It fits the criteria. It has. Yeah, it's basic Pokemon. It evolves into a into a dual type. Also, this is our last question, so I guess.
Maybe it is. Maybe it's not.
Is it Trapinch?
Is this your final answer? Or final question? I would suggest think about it a little bit more.
Okay.
So that's saying
it's
not.
I'm going to give you that one.
That's saying it's not.
I'm guessing it's not a Trapinch. Okay.
This is one popular Pokemon. Or at least its evolution is, which I'm surprised that...
okay, so it's a popular evolution that's not monotype ground.
There are popular ground types. There's Garchomp.
Gibble is Gibble. Dragon, though. Like, Gibble is a dragon.
It's not Gibble.
Okay, I'm gonna need that final question. Serious. Just do it.
Are there popular ground types?
They don't even get their own TCG type. They get locked in with fighting. How popular can they be?
They're thrown in with like two other types.
Right.
Fighting has nothing to do with them. I could understand right? Rock alone. Like,
yeah. It's things that are mostly brown was the category. Are they mostly brown? Then they're fighting. Oh, gosh.
Okay, so who's that Pokemon, guys? Last question.
You know what? No, Sandile is dark type. Never mind.
Which one?
Sandile has dark typing.
Yeah, it does. It's dark from the beginning. Although, maybe it's a Gen 5 Pokemon. Because Gen 5 added so many. I don't know.
Most of the ground types I can think of are like Seismitoad or... what's his name? The one that Stunfisk that has Galarian form, so it can't be that. And it's,
yeah, and we asked if it had a form, and it didn't.
What's that answer?
Oh, I don't. Oh, I think I think I just got it.
Oh,
I think it's Drillbur.
It? Which one?
Drillbur.
I can hear you.
The pre-evolution of Excadrill.
Drillbur. Oh, Drillbur.
Yes, that's it. It's Drillbur. Oh. I was so surprised that you guys didn't remember Drillbur.
Yeah, because no one cares about Drillbur. It's just, but you wait for it to be an Excadrill.
But Excadrill was the popular Pokemon it evolves to. That said, it was popular. Yes. I mean, it was pretty popular.
It's the number one. It's like one of the most used Pokemon.
Yeah.
Because Landorus isn't here.
That's what helped it, like, helped me realize is like, oh, what ground types are popular? I'm like, oh, Excadrill is. And then I'm like, wait, does Drillbur have steel type? And I'm like, I don't know if it does, but I...
I don't know. I don't know about Drillbur.
I don't know about Drillbur. It's a Pokemon.
Yep, yes it is. But with that, it comes to our episode club comes to an end. Thank you so much for joining me here today on this weird episode, I have to say. It's weird coming back after being away for two months.
These are weird times. It's fine.
Yeah, and... still here, still excited to do this, and planning on ways of how I can improve the show so you guys can have a better quality show by the end of the year. Hopefully with these changes, maybe some life adaptations are going to be necessary. But until then, guys, thank you for joining us here. As you guys know and love Pokemon, Puckle has so many things to look out for. Join us in our Discord where all the magic happens. There you can challenge and battle VCG or TCG no matter what time of day. You're going to find good pals to do so in the Discord channel. And of course, do not miss out on both our streaming at Twitch, at Puggle Podcast, and in YouTube as well. As we are, Thatch has been working so hard with the rest of the crew to give you some good weekly content there. And finally, but certainly not the last thing, if you can, join us on Patreon. If you can, I know these are difficult times. And every single cent goes back to you guys. That's how we are managing to be able to do all our online tournaments and events. So please do join if you can. We also have special content only available to Patreon members. So with that, thank you so much for being here. Hopefully we'll be here next month and discuss if there's any changes in the TCG.
Rebel Clash is coming, so...
Well, that is true. We're going to review that.
It's going to be an easy month next month.
Yeah, we're going to review that for sure. So with that, thank you so much. Sublime, thank you so much.
Thank you. And I hope you find love in the time of Corona.
Indeed. And Sigma, thank you so much for everything and your expertise. You are my... piddle of knowledge when I come back.
that just drinking up a lot this time. So.
Yeah. Okay, guys. Well, thank you so much, and have a wonderful day.
Flip side. When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.